Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
One, two, three.
Hello, you are listening to Mixing Music with DK. I'm your host, DK, and today I want to talk about what is a good idea to spend your money on. Now, we all love to spend money. That's probably why you started getting into studio work to begin with, because we like that gear. And if not, oh my goodness, you are blessed. That is a gift that I do not have. I am so tempted to spend money all the time, and it is a struggle to just save, and I'm trying to be frugal. I have a wife and baby, and she is super frugal. I'm the spender between the two of us, and it takes a lot of confidence, and it takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of patience to, you know, not get everything that I want when I want it. That sounds like I'm a spoiled brat, but I'm being dead serious. Like, I see a new plugin that comes out, or I see some new monitors, and I get really, really interested real fast, but I think there are some good things that I think people should spend money on. Studio owners, business owners should spend money on. And take this with a grain of salt. Like, every situation is totally different. If you're in your parents' basement, it's going to be different than if you're renting a studio where the equipment's already included and you're just bringing in a computer, like in a hard drive, right? So this is, take this as you need. But there are a few things that I do feel like has good returns as far as business. And one of those things is a diverse set of tools. I think I've mentioned this in the past, but I think that you shouldn't get 10 of the same EQs or 10 different EQs and 10 different compressors. I think it's more wise to spend money on a new plugin that you don't have. For example, if you already have an EQ compression, but you don't have an auto-tune, or if you don't have Auto-Tune, or if you don't have Melodyne, or if you don't have some sort of pitch correction shop, or whatever it is, like a new tool that will help you enhance your mix and do something different, then that might be a good idea to spend money on, because that expands what you're able to do. If you need a specific type of VI, like if you're a producer and you need a specific type of virtual instrument that you can't do with anything else, then it might be a good idea to invest some money into an instrument that can't do what you already have. Now, I'm not saying get 20 different types of synths because they all sound different. You can get Serum and like tweak that thing so it sounds totally different. I'm saying that, like, hey, if you don't have like a drum sampler, like if you need a drum sampler, like get something like that. On the other hand, if you need like a guitar amplifier type sim, amp sim, like you, that's, get that, like get at least one of different things, just so you're more than capable to take on different sessions and have a more variety of tools. If you don't already have some sort of RX from iZotope, like sometimes RX is useful, it's not always useful, but you can look into it and try it out from a friend, or at least I think they have a demo option, I'm not sure. Another thing that I think is a good use of money for studios and mix engineers and recording it, whatever you do, is I believe in the studio, decoration is pretty important, especially if artists are coming into the studio a lot. Now, for me, I'm a mix engineer. I don't have a lot of people coming into this studio, but I have enough people coming into the studio to make sure that enough that I want to make sure that the space that they come into, my room, looks dope. Like, and it gives them a vibe, a creative vibe, and they know that I'm also, I have feelings, I have emotions, I have an image, and I'm not that different from them. Like, I'm not like a tech nerd in a lab coat sitting in front of a desk with like some super thick, I'm not trying to be different from that. I'm trying to make my space inviting for my artists. Now, for me, this is the culture that I was raised in, but and as well as like the culture of kind of the hip hop scene, right? I love sneakers. I'm a huge sneakerhead. I have a couple of sneakers that I don't even wear. Some really limited edition sneakers that I just decorate in the studio. My brother and I, I used to, I don't anymore. My brother still does. He pays rent with it sometimes. He resells a lot of like hype stuff, like Supreme, Bathe and Ape, Off-White. And he resells sneakers as well. And, so I have a lot of like Supreme stickers up in here, and like, I have a lot of Bathe and Ape stuff in here. I gotta rep that Bathe and Ape cause, I'm Japanese and they're a Tokyo brand. Yeah, and I got like posters. I got my Mix with the Masters certificate. I got some decoration, a bunch of like acoustic treatment to make it sound nice. I got like an old school Wurlitzer in here, mostly for vibe, to be honest. That's an expensive piece of furniture, to be honest. I think that adding to the vibe of your room or studio is very important. And can be overlooked. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have expensive stuff. That is not what I'm saying at all. Like, you can go on Facebook Marketplace, eBay, you can go to your thrift shop or the dollar store or like IKEA and get some really cheap stuff. And here's what I recommend. Here's what I recommend to kind of inspire you. Like, I'm literally not a visual guy at all, but I think my studio looks dope. And I feel that I get a lot of inspiration from browsing Pinterest. So I recommend you download the Pinterest app or go on Pinterest and make your own account and start building a folder and start typing things like office space or recording studio and start saving different pictures that you see that you like the vibe of, that you think can, that you can relate to, right? And see, like, maybe a common thing across all these pictures is that they have like a certain type of lamp. Or maybe for me, this is not my vibe at all, but I know studios that have that rustic vibe, so they get a bunch of vintage stuff with some like rusted pipes that don't do anything but they look cool on the walls, like, and he like home makes stuff, benches and coffee tables and stuff, and he leaves things like not like stained and painted, but he just kind of leaves it all natural looking. Like, I don't know, like, just the vibe, you know, adding to the vibe and branding. And I honestly think that this is overlooked and it's important that you should do that. I also want to add, I know I said that things that you should be spending money on, but I do want to reemphasize that gear is not something that you want to be spending money on. I mean, unless it's a new piece of gear that you didn't have before to add to your toolbox, that might be different. But I honestly, you'll kind of learn about me. I'm not like anti-analog. Like, I like analog. Sometimes I prefer like analog stuff. But I'm pretty much anti-analog. Like, I'll go out of my way to not use it if possible. It's a hassle. Recalling it is a hassle if I really have to. Even if I print it in, like, if it distorts or something like that and the client's like, it's a little bit too distorted, then like, I can't change that. Like, I have to, whatever, I have to go through it again, or I don't know. It's just kind of like all a hassle. Pro Tools is super fast. Plugins sound great. I've never had any issues with people saying your mixes sound too clean. In fact, that's usually why they like my mixes, is because they sound so clean. I don't really believe that it's good return on investment. Your clients shouldn't be coming to the studio because you have a specific piece of gear. In most cases, now this is not always the case, but in most cases, if you have clients coming to the studio because you have a specific piece of gear, that's kind of a red flag. Like, that, those are clients that you typically want to avoid because they're just going to be super high maintenance like that. But anyway, I don't want to talk too much about that. You already know how I feel. And I do want to say the last thing that I believe is a good idea to spend money on, and that is your computer. I have way too many friends that don't spend enough money. They go cheap on the computer and then they buy analog gear, whatever. And they don't realize, like, if your computer crashes in the middle, okay, with my old computer, I had to get a new computer because one of my clients was in the middle of, quote, he said, one of my best takes ever, and Pro Tools just, like, crashed. The computer crashed, and not only did it not save that take, but it stopped halfway through, and the guy was really upset, and I didn't have the money, but, well, I did have the money, but I didn't want to spend the money. But at that point, I just bought a new Mac Pro, like the trash can things. I spent like $3,500 for a brand new one. I bought some new parts to upgrade the RAM and the hard drive myself. Like this, I went all out with this huge computer, so it never becomes an issue again. And guess what? It never has been an issue since. And I've had this computer for a while now. Don't get all cheap on a computer. That being said, I know a lot of people that have a really nice laptop and they just have a dock or something to connect. So at their main desk, at their main office, they just connect the laptop to a monitor and that's what they use as their computer. They don't actually use the screen or the keyboard on the Mac or on their little laptop, but people have a really nice laptop so they can carry it around and be mobile with it, but at the same time, they could just plug it into the dock at their home studio or at their office and just use the processing on that. And that hasn't been an issue. But the thing is, I've noticed that there are nice laptops out there, and there are some really bad ones. If your computer is having an issue, that's something you need to upgrade. Like that, if your computer doesn't work, that is your well-being as a mix engineer or as any type of producer engineer at all. Like, you can't have that issue. Like that, you're literally losing money every time your computer crashes and it takes time to start back up. Not only is it embarrassing in front of your clients, but you're losing money. Like, I don't know how else to emphasize this. I'm not saying you need to spend thousands of dollars. I'm saying just make sure, keep, just like you take a car and you do maintenance update, you do maintenance on a car, you need to do maintenance on a computer. And just make sure that it's healthy, that it's in good condition. If you need to buy a new internal hard drive just to make sure it runs smoother, if you need to upgrade the RAM, whatever you need to do, do your research. I'm not saying go out and be a nerd and like get really geeky. Like if that's your passion, that's your passion. That's dope. But I'm not saying it has to be your passion. I'm just saying that it is your responsibility as a responsible studio person, as a responsible mix engineer. It is your duty to make sure that your tool, your main tool, your computer, that nothing else will run if your computer isn't running, the brain of everything is working. Like, it's got to be working. And a lot of people kind of forget about the computer because it's always sitting in the back or it's not really a big part of it. You don't see it. It's not cool, to be honest. And just stay responsible with your computer. So I think those are my top three things that is a good idea to spend money on before you spend money on gear. And, I think it's a good idea to really think about what purchases will have the biggest return on investment. Like what purchases will make you money? Does that make sense? A computer will definitely make you money. I mean, if you already have a computer, then maybe it won't make you that much money to get a new one. But if you don't have a computer, getting a computer will make you money. Analog gear doesn't necessarily make you money, because you don't need it to record or to mix, right? And I think that, monitors actually typically, they don't make you money unless your monitors suck and your mixes are coming out really weird. Typically like barefoots, I'm sorry. If your mixes are sounding weird compared to everything else, like, and you know for a fact it's your monitors, maybe you're losing some money from that, but like really, like you just gotta make sure that you're spending money on things that have a good return on investment, a good ROI. And that's it for today's episode. Good luck. You know, keep practicing, keep hustling, keep working on your craft. Stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Hey, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug. Did you know that I write kids' books? If you have children, nieces, nephews, I have books that are totally available for free or $10 on Amazon for physical copies. You can go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/kidsbooks to get access and learn more about that. Thank you for all of your support. Now let's get back to the show.